This is KUT. Austin Mayor Steve Adler's transportation bond proposal totals $720 million. At times, the mayor has said Austin needs to, quote, go big on mobility. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, some transit activists are asking him to go bigger.
Mario Champion doesn't want to be impolite about it.
I feel like the $720 million is... Hey, let me start the sentence over. I don't want to be rude. I feel like the $720 million is a good step, but it is not nearly a step far enough.
Champion is on the city's Urban Transportation Commission. What he's talking about here is light rail. Now, you might be thinking, didn't we just put light rail to a vote? And you're right. A light rail proposal failed in 2014. 57% of voters rejected it. But this time, a group of pro-transit folks say they found the sweet spot. Here's one of those transit activists, Jay Crossley.
Instead, there's a group of people saying, we know what the right proposal is for Austin that will serve the most people and help the economy the most and support jobs the most. And so let's focus on that. And so that's what the Guadalupe-Lamar corridor is.
While the 2014 rail proposal went along Trinity through downtown, straight through the middle of the UT campus, the proposal Crossley's talking about would go up Guadalupe starting at 4th Street, and then on North Lamar to Airport, just south of 183. But while advocates say this is the, quote, right route, the mayor won't bite.
The rail proposal that is being suggested now may very well be exactly what we should be doing. But it has not gone through the same kind of public and specific debate and discussion that the corridor plans has gone through.
While the mayor concedes,
I am a supporter of rail.
And says he can't imagine a future Austin without it. He says now just isn't the right time. His current bond proposal puts almost $500 million toward road projects, major streets like Guadalupe and South Lamar, for which the city has spent a lot of money creating future plans. The mayor says, we've put all this work into planning, now's the time to act. And while the pro-rail folks I spoke with support the mayor's plan, well, I'll let Mario Champion explain.
So the mayor's proposal gives a lot of money to bikes and sidewalks, and that is a good thing. But it also gives far more money to cars, and that is not the shift in modes that the city requires to get people out of single occupancy vehicle, because we can't make more room for more cars. So we have to figure out some other way to move people around. Light rail is a great way to do that.
Council members and the mayor will hear public comment on the current bond proposal Thursday. Should voters approve the measure in November, the average homeowner would pay roughly $5 more a month in property taxes. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.